Pnimius in the Daf Yomi, Gemara Brachos, Daf Tes Zayin. So the Gemara on Amud Beis at the very end is going through a list of different conclusions to Tefillah. We have what Rabbi Lazar would say after Tefillah, we have what Rabbi Yochanan would say after Tefillah, what Rabbi Zeru would say, and the Gemara this actually takes us on to the next Amud. And the Gemara, so each of these obviously is very deep. Interestingly, some of them get included in our davening in different places. Chazal, we're talking to, you know, include them, but not necessarily at the end of Tefillah, always not at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. And a very interesting one is Rabbi Yochanan's. Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Basar de Messiah Teluse Amar Hachi. Rabbi Yochanan, whenever he finished his prayers, when he finished his Tefillah, Amar Hachi, he said the following. Yiratzon lefenach Hashem Elokeinu, may it be the will in front of you, Hashem Elokeinu, shetatzitz bevashtenu, that you should look at our shame, v'sabe b'ra'usenu, and glance at our rod, our evil that we've done. V'tislabesh b'rachamecha, and you shall clothe yourself in mercy, v'tiskase b'uzecha, and you should cover yourself, another lashon of clothing yourself with your ooze, with your might, v'sisatev b'chasidusecha, and you should, once again, another lashon of clothing yourself, you should wrap yourself up in your righteousness, v'tizazer b'chaninusecha, and you should gird yourself, another lashon of clothing, b'chaninusecha, with your chen, with your grace, v'savol levnecha midas tovcha v'in vasnusecha, right? And you should bring your midah of tova and your anivos and your humility in front of you. Meaning, allow yourself to, you know, tap into that aspect of yourself and judge us favorably. After you, four times of girding, of putting on clothing, all these four lashonos, that's when you should now treat us nicely. So there's a real panemius in general to why these lashonos, and why we often use lashonos to Kodesh Baruch Hu putting on clothing, and why specifically, this maimer came from Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan actually already has an interesting relationship with clothing. Rabbi Yochanan famously in the Gemara in Shabbos, when the Gemara is teaching us that the din of that, you know, the malbush of Shabbos shouldn't be like the malbush of Chol, that you should have something called Shabbos clothing, that you shouldn't just walk out on Shabbos, you should dress differently, you should dress the kavod Shabbos. And the Gemara famously says, the Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan, kari lama'an ye mechbadusi. Right? He called his clothing the things that honor me. Meaning he equated clothing with kavod. That the kavod of something is its clothing. And really what this comes down to is actually something very mikori. Because clothing surrounds the first narrative in the Torah, the first story in Bereishis, which is, unfortunately, right, the creation of man, and instantly, Adam and Rishon sin, and when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, they now recognized their nakedness and felt like they had to get clothing. That's a very weird kind of punishment, the totza'ah of, you know, not following the rest of Hashem, is that they now recognize that they need clothing. They said, oh, we're not holy enough, we're naked, we're lacking, right? And because we feel lacking, we're going to now go try to tap into clothing. We're going to, you know, try to cover ourselves. You know, I guess you could contrast that with David HaMelech, who, when he was, you know, went to the bathhouse, when he went to the mikvah, and he felt like he was lacking. He looked down, he saw he had a bris milah, and he was able to say, oh, you know, I'm never lacking, even when I feel like I'm lacking. But Adam and Chava felt like they were lacking. Right? Adam and Chava felt that when they weren't dressed, that they were missing out on something, that they were revealing too much. But the real crux of the story is that so Adam and Chava made their, you know, they took leaves and they made clothing, and Hashem was maskim. Hashem says, okay, look, you've done something wrong, but here let me give you ksonas, or let me give you a begin. And Hashem actually is maskim to the attempt of Adam and Chava to put on clothing. And it's an interesting narrative, because is that a b'dieved? And if it's a b'dieved, why did Hashem embrace it? So I think we could understand a little bit by understanding this Gemara and Shabbos, where Rabbi Yochanan calls his clothing kavod. Because a person in his essence is who he is. Meaning there's no real difference. If you take the king, you take, you know, and the most important person in the world, and you take the most scholarly person in the world, and you take the most chashuv doctor, but you strip them of all their clothing and you leave them, and they're all just lined up in a line, you know, they each seem the same. But when one of them is wearing a crown and the royal garments, and when one of them is wearing a fancy doctor jacket, and one of them is wearing a nice suit, all of a sudden you're going to start to interact with people a different way. Right? The way children understand the difference between different people's roles is by their, what clothing they wear. You go, he's wearing a construction worker outfit, so I know he's a worker. And he's wearing a space suit, so he's an astronaut. That with, the way we interact with someone is through their clothing. And that's really what the word kavod means. Right? We have, there's a distinction that the Rambam makes between Oneg Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos, that Oneg Shabbos is something you do on Shabbos to appreciate Shabbos. It's, you know, I'm going to have a little bit of extra candy that I don't usually let myself have. Or I'm going to learn, you know, that sefer on the Parsha that I don't always have time to do during the week. That's Oneg Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is when you buy something during the week for Shabbos. It's when you're reflecting from the outside inward. When you're looking at it from a third point of view, when you're looking at it from a not internal view, not when you're in Shabbos, that's when you're mechabit something. Kavod is what one does lezolas, what someone does to the other. And that's the concept of kavod. And so Rabbi Yochanan said, look, my clothing are my kavod, meaning that's how people know to treat me, you know, on Shabbos, that it's Shabbos, it's a special thing. And that can go back to our Gemara, because what are we saying? What is Rabbi Yochanan, the same person who clearly recognized the value of clothing, he says, look, Hashem, look at us and look at our busha, look at our ra. Look at what we've done wrong. And you can look at that and say, we, in our core, are bad people, because we sinned and we sinned in private. We didn't sin to show off a friend. We didn't sin to, you know, to impress other people. We sinned because that was deep down. We were ra. We did something bad. But deep down, also, we're mit ba'esh. We're of busha. And that's the same busha that Adam HaRishon had. And Adam HaRishon sinned, and he did something bad, but he had a busha. And because he had a busha, he felt like he needed to put on clothing. And what did Hashem say? Hashem said, I'm maskim. Here's clothing. And use clothing. Use that externality towards your teshuva. And Hashem was really telling Adam HaRishon, who's saying, it's true now that now you've done a sin, and now you feel like you need to reflect on an external way with clothing of tshuva, but that's the avoda of this world. That it's not enough to be a good Jew inside, but not to do it externally, not to do the mitzvahs. And it's not good enough to be a Jew inside, but not look like a Jew, and not look like a mensch, and to, you know, not hold yourself a certain way. The externals matter. There's a way a Talmud Chacham is supposed to dress. They have very strict halachas about stains on their shirt and looking appropriate. And there's a way a Ben Torah is supposed to dress. And there's externals matter. One could say, why does it matter? What do you care? You know, as long as Hashem knows what's in your heart. But Rabbi Yochanan, who understood the chashivas of clothing and of fixing the chitzonis, fixing the external, said, when he would finish his davening, which was a very internal experience, he would say, okay, Hashem, look, you know my evil, you know my busha, you know what's deep inside of me that makes me want to cover myself, but what do I ask from you? I ask that you cover yourself. I ask that you use that koch of clothing and tislabish brachamecha, tiskase beuzecha, sisate bechasidecha, tizazer bechaninosecha. Right? Use all your ways of being merciful for me are clothings. Meaning, ultimately, Hashem, you, the mashal you gave us in the Torah of how you act of chesed and how you act with kindness and is that you're mislabish and you're misatef. So Hashem, use those things because that's what I'm doing. And it's kind of like almost like a midah k'neged midah, that after I'm done davening, see me here, that I know how naked and how empty I am. And Hashem, and now is when I'm asking you, put on clothes, which is kind of a throwback to, just like you told Adam HaRishon, put on clothes, that's a good derech Hashem. I'm asking you, Avarachimim, to somehow put your midah of chesed before all your other things by putting it on. That even if deep in its core, it's not what we deserve. Even if deep in the core, we have a reason to be mitbayesh, because deep in our core, maybe we did something ra. You know, put on that levush, put on that external level of clothing and help give us a kapara. And using that message, we can maybe even say that that's why the word levush could be also understood as le to bush. For busha, for embarrassment, meaning lavush, that the purpose of lavush is for that busha that we have, and that's why we have a lavush. So when we go in the morning and we go and we put on a shirt and we put on pants and we get dressed and we try to look like a mensch, that it's not just a chitzonius thing, that it's not just like, you know, we don't have to think in the back of my head, am I being too superficial, that this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us, and this is how we're supposed to interact with our own inner self, that deep down we all have the parts of us that, you know, embarrass us, that make us feel like we're, you know, naked and exposed. And what we're supposed to do is to figure out the appropriate clothing and the appropriate levush to put on that. And at the end of Tefillah, Rabbi Yochanan, who understood this, davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, using their same terminology, saying, Hashem, you recognize the kol chalavush. You recognize why I give so much chashivas to lavush. Now it's your turn to give chashivas to your lavush, kiviyachol, and to give us a kapara, and to act with us with rachamim.